Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of Ground Up Grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today. Our verses for Monday, the 20th of September. The Old Testament reading is from Psalm 118, verse 17. I shall not die, but I shall live, and recount the deeds of the Lord.
And from Galatians 2, verse 20, it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me.
Well, a key word here is, how do we live? Do we live by keep on hanging on to something we call life? Or do we live by letting go of our notion of what makes life a possibility and let God be the one who creates life in us? The Old Testament lesson from the psalmist says that dying is something that he wants to avoid. I don't want to die, but I want to live. But if I'm going to live, I want to live by recounting what God does for me. Now, for most of us, we make much of ourselves. We spend a lot of time boasting on what we've done, so others will think well of us, or if they don't think well of us, at least we can make it sound like we've got a great life. Sort of our version of Facebook is really called Faithbook, and we like to tell faith stories that make others think we're really something. Well, in this context, it's not my deeds, but the deeds of the Lord that are in my faith book story. In fact, the New Testament reading really talks about the faith of Jesus Christ that makes it possible for me to live. So it's really no longer about me at all. It's all about Jesus and Jesus only.
And the key I see here is that we are focusing on not that we make ourselves alive, but it's God who is the giver of life, and he has made us alive. Mm-hmm. And he makes us alive not only physically, we can be, you know, beating hearts and breathing, yeah, but to have a life in Christ, in the Holy Spirit, he has made us alive in that spiritual life. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm thinking about with these texts today. I'm realizing that living with Christ in me, which is such a mystery, I don't understand how that happens, but I do know that it makes a difference in my attitude, in my focus, and in what's important to me in my life and how I spend my time. Yeah. So those are the qualities that I see living a life in the Spirit. And I've seen this in other Christians. They have a different way of approaching life. They have a different way of living, mm-hmm, that doesn't defy death, but it puts death in the right perspective. They don't fear it.
Yeah.
And they're living to the glory of God.
You know, that really is the key thought. Are you living to your glory or to God's glory? Mm-hmm. And if you're living to God's glory, you're free from the fear of death, because it's really no longer about what you're trying to hang on to. But instead, it's about letting Christ hang on to you. I mean, it's just a complete reversal of reality. You know, in Genesis 1 and 2, Adam and Eve had an incredible relationship with God, their creator. And that relationship was one of freedom, joy, exuberance, complete abandonment from any anxieties or uncertainties. And then once sin entered the world through the serpent, they were separated from God, and what died was the freedom which they had in their relationship with God. What died was their joy. Mm-hmm. What died was their ability to look at their neighbor, their spouse in this case, with a feeling of wonder and intrigue and intimacy. And instead, they saw each other from the perspective of fear and doubt. Well, what happens to you and to me when we die to ourselves is we go back to that Garden of Eden relationship, mm-hmm, with God, our Father, and with our neighbor, whether it's your wife, your husband, your parents, your children, whoever it is, something changes when it's no longer about you trying to control everything.
Yeah, there is a book from Elizabeth Googe that I really enjoyed. And in it, she has three things. And another writer lifts these out and says, in times of good, in times of bad, when I need to be restored again in my understanding of who the giver of life is and who I am, to keep that in the right place, these are the three phrases. Lord, have mercy. Thee, I adore. And into thy hands. And when we reflect on those words and we say those words, maybe at a point where we are struggling, or maybe in a time of celebration even, we're saying, it's I and it's you. And God, this is our relationship, and I am your created being, and I am in your hands. And in the future, I'm in your hands as well. From life till death, I'm in your hands.
Where this came home for me recently was when Sonia and I were on a trip, and I was sharing with her how I had been really mean to her and had been holding on to some hostilities and some angers. And I didn't know quite why, but I knew I had been. And she had recognized them too. And she said, yeah, I can tell. I know you have been upset with me. And it isn't for anything major. It's just lots of little annoyances that happen in a relationship. And I was hard for me to tell her that. But at the same time, I'd had a nudge from God saying, you're not being very nice to your wife. And he was right. I mean, obviously, God knows me better than I know myself. But I had to tell Sonia. And I had to tell Sonia because for me to die to myself so it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me, I have to come clean when there is something that's broken in my life. And the relationship with Sonia was broken. I had to come clean. And that's what we call forgive and live in. We admit that we're wrong. We say, I'm sorry. We ask to be forgiven. And that's where there's a chance for something new to take place. So forgive and live in shapes our identity, not some kind of illusion about how really great Johan is. In fact, I used to think of myself as being a very kind-hearted guy. And I realized, you know, there's so much of me that is really pretty hard-hearted. And I need to constantly die to that thing that makes me think that I'm something special so I can be born into an identity where it's Christ who is special and it's not about me. I mean, this is a lot has to do with some things I've learned in recovery where we just don't want to be our own higher power. But most of us think that's what I'm supposed to be. And until we die to that illusion we have, Christ never really is born in us anew. And this has to happen regularly. Jesus says, you must die daily, take up your cross and follow me. That's what this is all about. Letting go of the you think you need to support and affirm and laying hold of the you that you only discover in Jesus Christ.
The prayer of St. Patrick has a part in it that is very inclusive of these ideas regarding Christ living in us. It goes like this, and we can pray it today. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. Amen.
We'll sing the hymn, Stand Up for Jesus. We'll sing verse 3.
Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, you dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.